together was so distressing that I broke down completely.
Let's back up a little. Tell me exactly what happened. When did you first see Charlotte?
About 4 years ago in Berlin. It was winter. I was on my way to the shops when I heard an awful noise, screeching tires, the crunch of metal on metal, splintering glass. It sounded like a car accident. I remember thinking, oh my God, I hope no one's hurt. Then I turned around to see a girl in the middle of the road. She was rooted to the spot. The crash was obviously her fault. Suddenly, as if she could sense I was there, she turned around and she smiled at me, and I recognized her right away. It was Charlotte, the little girl from my book. She ran over and took me by the hand.
What happened next?
My mind seemed to shut down. On the one hand, I knew Charlotte wasn't real. She had to be a delusion. On the other, she was standing right beside me. And in the end, I had to believe the evidence of my eyes, so I followed her.
Followed her? Which way? Where did she go?
Why? Does it make a difference?
Not in the slightest. I'm sorry. Go on.
If you don't mind, I'd like to take a break. I know I forced this conversation on you, but I thought I was ready, and I'm not. The hallucinations were extremely traumatic, and it's really not easy for me to discuss them.
I understand.
You won't have to worry about me bothering you again. With any luck, I can manage to leave this island tomorrow.
One last question. What was the book called?
I hadn't decided. I only had a working title. Nine.
Nine.
Charlotte was 9 years old when she ran away from home.